Hello and welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week, based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's happening?
Life is good, Chef Bassman. And the music is even better. We've got a new music feature that, to be honest, caught me by surprise, but in a good way. Brought to us by the band Super Blue, featuring Kurt Elling and Charlie Hunter. We'll take a listen coming up this hour. And bass, things are looking very interesting in the top five.
That they most definitely are. When I say musical chairs, yeah, I mean 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody scrambling. A brand new number one coming this week. Somebody has knocked Antonio Adolfo off the throne. Who shall it be? Lynn Roundtree, Don Braden, Justin Lee Schultz, who knows? But before we get there, we'll hop into some brand new music from Bobby Sanabria and the Multiverse Big Band. All that coming your way, let's get to it for the week ending September 15th of 2023.
All right, man, well, we get started this week with some not-so-breaking news. In fact, a sentiment that has been expressed many times here and elsewhere, that if you really want to experience this music in its truest form, you've got to get some live jazz in your life. If you can't place yourself in the live element, bring some of that live experience into your space. Well, drummer, percussionist, composer, arranger, bandleader, and educator Bobby Sanabria and his Multiverse Big Band return with their most ambitious work to date, and it's a live recording that brings all the fire and energy of a real Latin jazz party into your speakers. Sanabria has always envisioned doing an entire album featuring vocal contributions backed by his Multiverse Band, and on his latest, we get just that. His featured vocalists include multi-Grammy Award winner Janice Siegel. That's a name you might recognize from the Manhattan Transfer, as well as blues and jazz queen Antoinette Montague and multilingual powerhouse Jennifer Jade Ledesma. Well, this ensemble takes no prisoners from the opening tune on this album, with 12 unique reworkings of pop songs featured here, as well as one original selection. This one recorded live at Dizzy's Club Cola in New York City. It's Bobby Sanabria and the Multiverse Big Band with Vox Humana. You'll find it on the Jazz Heads label, making its debut in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. man, gotta love it. Bobby Sanabria and the Multiverse Big Band. Sounds like they had a great time jamming on that one. The latest effort on Jazz Heads is called Vox Humana, recorded live in performance at Dizzy's Club Cola in NYC, making its debut in the number 10 spot here on our survey. Bass?
Loving that one, man. So family, what happens when you put flautist Kim Scott, super producer and guitarist Paul Brown, and guitarist and producer Shane Theriot on the same track? A soon-to-be number one single called Magic City Streets. It's the lead for Kim's forthcoming sixth album, Living It Up. It's due to hit the streets in 2024. The single has a soulful vibe to it. Somewhat of a dream come true, too. You see, Kim longed to work with the guru of Smooth. Gave him a call, he sent her a few tracks in which this one stood out. She immediately came up with the hook and the verses, and the rest is what you call soon-to-be music history. On that hunt for another Billboard number one, it's flautist Kim Scott with Living It Up, coming in at the number 9 position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Tell you what, starting out like this, I know this album is going to be pure fire. This one is called Magic City, taken from her forthcoming album, Living It Up. It is flautist Kim Scott. She's on Intervision Records and in at number 9 this week here on our survey.
All right, Bass, thanks so much. Family, don't forget to stay connected with The Countdown on social media. We love sharing videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more. So connect with us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, considered as one of the true rising stars on the New York jazz scene, pianist Noah Haidu finds a way to establish his own musical voice, working within the context of a framework established some 40 years ago by a fellow piano great. It was about four decades prior that pianist Keith Jarrett and his famed trio, featuring bassist Gary Peacock and drummer Jack DeJohnette, began an incredible run of albums featuring standards. 21 albums of standards, to be specific. Now in 2023, Noah Haidu and his band carry a bit of that tradition forward on this latest release for the Sunnyside label. Many of the tracks on the new project, in fact, have been recorded by Jarrett's trio prior, and with the exception of two songs, all are in fact standard compositions on the new album. Haidu and company are featured mostly in trio formation, with bassists Buster Williams and Peter Washington sharing duties on the album, along with drummer Lewis Nash. Then guest saxophonist Steve Wilson steps in and also is featured on select tracks. Pianist Noah Haidu right here with his latest release, Standards. It's in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. There you have it, the latest from pianist Noah Haidu, and he is a true player. His latest effort for the Sunnyside label is called Standards, and it moves up to take the number 8 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, vocalist Alan Harris is back with a powerful musical statement. This one delivered in a live setting. It's recorded from a 2-night set at the Blue Llama Jazz Club, a 10-song set list in which he moves through the music of Bobby Hebb, Eddie Jefferson, Miles Davis, and Chick Corea, and then he adds in a couple of original stories as well. This is a pretty impressive outing here, as Alan is joined by bassist Marty Kinney, drummer Norman Edwards Jr., pianist Akora Sandoval, and saxophonist Irwin Hall. Some impressive solos are laid out throughout this one as well. And the cherry on top is that you can really feel that live energy. Oh yeah. On Love Productions, here is Alan Harris with Live at the Blue Llama. It's in the number 7 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Last time I saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen, and she grew by with some wealthy guy in a Cadillac limousine. Last time I saw Janine, no. Last time I saw Janine, when we were 17, I was her beau, 'twas not so long ago, but too short of that long, long green to satisfy Janine. Now she's gone from me, moved away from the old neighborhood, and I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine, the dollar signs stood in between. It was love lost to the rising costs, and since then I haven't seen Janine.
Hey.
I can feel that energy in this whole album. Matter of fact, I feel like this one is going to make it all the way to the top soon. But he holds steady in the number 7 position this week on Love Productions, live at the Blue Llama. That there is Alan Harris, right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. LaRue.
All right, thanks, bass. Well, pianist, keyboardist, and composer Brian Simpson is your musical chef, serving up the food for your soul on his latest release for the Shonicky label. In fact, Simpson says that it was always his goal in making music to, and I quote here, to create a sonic message of love that can hopefully touch the soul, end of quote. Well, on the menu here, a heaping helping of jazz, R&B, funk, blues, and soul, and a healthy dose of optimism to boot. All things that Simpson holds near and dear to his heart. This one here is his 11th album overall as a leader and his 8th release for Shonicky Records. Brian Simpson with his latest called Soul Connection. And it's in the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. pianist, keyboardist, composer Brian Simpson with his latest effort for the Shaunakee label called Soul Connection. And it's in the number 6 spot on this week's survey. Stick around. We got plenty more on the way when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.